The Florida Department of Financial Services is doing a study to see if gold and silver could be brought back as a legal form of currency. Fox 13's Kylie Jones spoke to experts about what this could mean and if it's possible.
From cash to credit cards to Apple Pay, could there be a new way to pay at your fingertips?
All right, your total's $49.24. Go ahead and tap when you're ready.
Oh, I have cash.
Hey, what's up, guys? Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. I hope you're doing well. Allergies are getting better. Thank you for all the emails in regards to like FloNase and things I can do to help out. Every time it gets cooler in Florida, my allergies just flare up. I did find out that I'm allergic to hay, bahia grass, and dust. So I'm looking into what I can do to help that, but keep on sending me some natural remedies or what's been working for you. Thanks, Eugene. I got your email on some things you recommended. Appreciate that. Also, for those of you that are listening now, everything on this podcast is for education and information purposes only. I am a financial advisor, licensed financial advisor. So not everything that I say on this podcast is investment advice. If you would like investment advice, just give us a call, 813-448-3446, or visit us at CortezWM.com. So we got this cool site, GreenSolutions.com, GreenMoneySolutions.com. Great for someone that wants to just protect their money from this Luciferian stock market, the violent volatilities, which we're going to talk about here shortly and give you some market updates. Yeah, some great information. If you would like a copy of my book, you can go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and just request a phone call on how we could help you in your investments and your retirement. Guys, I've been doing this for 20 years now, and I love it. But unfortunately, my industry is very difficult. My industry, just like any other industry, has its big pharma handcuffs, right? So doctors, they go to school, they go to high school, they go to college, grade school, high school, college, pre-med in college, and then they go to medical school. Same with attorneys. They go to grade school, then college, pre-law, and then law school. And basically, they teach them one thing, one-way system. Same thing in the financial world, where they just teach us one way to do it. And that is in the financial world, it's just stocks. Over time, you have to invest in stocks. Over time, you have to listen to the Federal Reserve. Over time, you have to listen to the FINRA and the SECs and all the regulators. Over time, you have to listen to your boss. You have to listen to the shareholders. Over time, you have to listen to what the media is telling you. Over time, you have to listen to all of it and abide by it and heed caution to it. But over time, you realize it just stops working. Over time, you realize, am I just being a sheep? Over time, you finally wake up, and it's in that moment you take responsibility of being a sheep. You take responsibility of being a sponge and believing everything that you've been told. From the lies about the astronauts, from 9/11, from Israel, to what actual other people of faith actually believe in, to about the food change, to the water that you drink, to the fluoride that you put on your teeth. I mean, everything. to what is an actual shareholder. Shareholders aren't there because they care about a company. The shareholders aren't there to care about because your dad worked at that company. He's there for 30, 40 years, welding and grinding and doing all the labor so that you can come home and you could play your travel soccer or your travel baseball. They don't care about that. They care about one thing, and that is profit. That's all they care about. And as a matter of fact, all industries, that's all they care about is profit. And look, I love profit. I love to make money. I think it's fun. And I'm pretty good at it. But that's not the only thing I care about. And I guarantee you that. I've been sued because I recommended a Bitcoin fund back in 2020. I've been sued for a lot of money in the millions. It would have taken many, many people out. But by the grace of God and my mindset, I was able to overcome the deathbed, to overcome marital issues, to overcome physical issues and financial issues. And yeah, I make mistakes, but I'm not perfect. And let me tell you, I could have easily just said bankrupt, protection, don't pay anybody back, but I took responsibility. And what it actually did for me was change my whole mindset. It actually said that people, they use, you know, I used to drink, and people would say in my industry, in any industry, alcohol tells the truth. So let them have a few beers, let them have a few cocktails, and they'll start speaking the truth. But there's also people that have masks, and those masks exacerbate when they're highly intoxicated with wine or beer or whatever, liquor. But let me tell you, when you put money in someone's hands, that's how you know the truth. Money exposes people. Money exposes their true colors. This is why the Bible talks about money more than any other subject. It's because there's so much character flaws and so much revealing on how your process thinks, to the point that we actually believe in this more than we do in God's word. We believe in the almighty checkbook, what's the amount of money in our check account or our business account or our stock account, whatever your money's at. We believe that the value of our account balances is greater than God's word, like humanly speaking. So that was a lesson I had to learn, was that people will judge you. People will say whatever they want about you. They really never care to even get to know you. The ones that actually care to get to know you are not the ones that judge you, but love you. So if you have people around you that judge you and you think they don't like you, it's because they got their own problems, guys. The ones that are intentional about getting to know you, they can look past your outer shell and how flamboyant you dress or what kind of car you drive or a home you live in. Those are the people that you want to keep in your circle that love you for who you are, not because of a brand name or your status, financial status, or if you're pro this or pro that. So I just wanted to share that because that was weighing in on my heart this week. But in regards to what's going on, like a lot of confusion, guys. Like I want to make sure that you guys are not being stagnant because Trump is in. I've said it earlier this year. Trump gets elected, that doesn't mean we're not going to have a stock market collapse. That doesn't mean we're not going to have inflation. So I spoke with a client on Friday, and it's still here to come. It's still here to come. We have an inflation bomb that is going to be ridiculous, probably in the likes of Kamala. I'll say that again. We all knew that if Kamala got in, the inflation would be terrible. But I'm saying, I think the inflation is just going to be bad with Trump. I could be crazy, but I can totally see them doing that because they won't be able to stop the growth that you get from the everyday businessman, from real estate, from all the tax breaks. You won't be able to stop that. So the inflation is going to be a problem. So inflation is a problem because your wages haven't gone up. Inflation's gone up four times, like 4x the past 5-6 years. Your income hasn't even doubled in the past 4 or 5 years. That's the problem. That's the spread, the death spread that is really hurting America, is that our wages are not keeping up. Inflation is always going to go up, guys. Inflation is always going to go up. And I believe the tariffs is going to be a good thing. It's going to air out the dirty laundry. Day one, he's going to get rid of the immigrants. We're going to see a lot of, short-term losses there. There are some companies that are taking advantage of these immigrants that don't speak English, that are serviceable, particularly the hospital construction, that they don't want to hire fully licensed Americans. And so they're hiring immigrants and they work hard. No knock to them, but their asses need to go back to where they came from. And we're going to have American jobs. And so when we cut off these tariffs, like we're going to do, basically what's going to happen is we're keeping America first, America only. The wages will actually go up. Businesses will be profitable. They're going to pass everything down to the consumer. Now watch what the media is going to say during all this. They're going to say, oh my God, this guy's a freaking idiot, blah, blah, blah. He's cutting them off. And we can outsource our cotton from China and get it for pennies on a dollar. Why pay an American farmer and have all this? Well, guess what? The cost of goods need to go down. And this is the process of it. And you know what? Many Americans would actually pay for higher quality if it's in America. I know I would. So check out my cool golf cart, man. It's an American company, everything all American made. Schaefer's, they deliver everywhere. So if you want a great golf cart, this is a free ad for them. Schaefer's in Palm Harbor, Florida. AmericanCustomGolfCarts.com. AmericanCustomGolfCarts.com. Let them know that I sent you. AmericanGolfCarts.com. Dude, let me tell you. They tricked it out. They put wheels on it, 6-inch lift, subsystems, lights. I can go over 25 miles an hour in my neighborhood. This thing is badass, man. And I get to pick the color, the seats, everything. So beautiful golf cart. It is an EV, electrical. It can go off-road. And anyways, this is American goods. This is American product, American entrepreneur. And the guy that delivered it, I had a job. I even tipped them. Just a really good, company, great product. You can never go wrong. So if you are in the market for golf carts, I paid $17,000, $17,500 for this golf cart, but it had everything I wanted. Now I bought one that was like $8,000 or $9,000, and I didn't know all of it was just made in China, and a daggone thing fell apart within like. Actually, when I got delivered, a lug nut wasn't even on properly. So I had issues with my left rear tire flapping when I had my kids in the golf cart. And so because that was flapping, like everything was imbalanced. The wheels were imbalanced. The shock system just never felt good. So when I got my American Custom golf cart from AmericanCustomGolfCarts.com, everything was just smooth and tight, and it had CarPlay, and just, oh man, it just felt like Florida. It felt American quality. And that's what I'm saying. Like the tariffs are going to happen because there are good things that are come from it, but the markets will take a hit. And I don't know, man, like some of you are going to get hurt if you're just owning your NVIDIA stock and your Tesla and your Pfizer and your Google and your Amazon, you're going to get hurt, man. Like they will drop this thing like a sack of potatoes. Inflation bomb comes, tariffs comes. It is coming. This is how the hedge funds think. Now, we have Bitcoin going up. Cool story. The state of Florida is actually deciding to use precious metals as currency. Jimmy Patronis, which is our CFO here in Florida, basically is head of the financial services. Anything financial, he is in charge of. Has a whole study on this, actually. So it's interesting. The state of Florida is actually considering using gold and silver as a currency. Shocking, right? Absolutely shocking. So the article goes in into, well, let's just see it here.
Be able to use gold or silver to pay for things in Florida? That is something the chief financial officer is exploring. The Florida Department of Financial Services is doing a study to see if gold and silver could be brought back as a legal form of currency. Fox 13's Kylie Jones spoke to experts about what this could mean and if it's possible.
From cash to credit cards to Apple Pay, could there be a new way to pay at your fingertips?
I think a lot of Americans have been looking for some more independence.
Florida's chief financial officer, Jimmy Patronis, is launching a study to see if gold and silver can be used as a legal form of currency.
To me, it would be very difficult to make this happen on a day-to-day basis.
Right now, gold and silver can be bought as an investment, but can't be used to go shopping, buy groceries, or make big purchases. Sean Clark, a financial advisor, says the idea of gold-backed currency could help with inflation.
There's only a certain amount of gold, and so they typically work well in inflationary times just because as the price of things go up, so does the price of gold.
But he says it doesn't come without unique challenges.
You're going to have to get businesses to buy in on this as well, and they're going to have to accept this type of gold or silver-backed currency.
Something that could be much harder than swiping a card or exchanging some coins.
I would think you'd have to have a specialist at every store and every register, and you'd have to test this stuff because obviously anything that has value, they'll fake everything.
Mark Bonnet works with gold and silver every day. He says gold currency is a good idea in theory, but...
Well, you have to know how much gold is in the bar, and then you have to have the gold spot, and then you have to have, you have to know the percentage of what gold you can pay them out at.
Financial advisors say technology could help monetize silver and gold eventually. These are some of the things the study would explore.
Having a diversified way to pay for things is going to be a nothing but a good thing, but do we see... credit cards and dollar bills going away anytime soon? My expectation would be no, not for a long time.
Kylie Jones, Fox 13 News.
Financial advisors say some other states around the country have already adopted the use of gold and silver as a form of currency. The CFO said gold and silver currency would be exempt from certain taxes.
Pretty interesting, right, guys? So, as a financial advisor speaking on this, I love the idea of a gold back or silver back currency. But the problem is the portability. How in the heck are we going to take from our silver from our gun safe and go to Publix and buy a sandwich? So there's a process, and I think the blockchain will be able to help us with that because every businesses have to have a specialist. Or someone actually say, hey, this is real, this is fake. But so what I think could happen is I can see for me, if I'm working in the politics behind this or helping this, designing this, I'm going to basically have a licensed third party firm to melt the silver, to verify it, certify it, and then wire the funds in a blockchain scenario because they're going to use blockchain and use it as a credit. And so when you buy these units from this blockchain or from this exchange, if you have gold, so you go to the exchange will give you the credit will be digitized. And so you could use this e-gold card via Apple Pay, Google Pay, whatever, FedNow, Woke Pay, whatever it is. So that's how they're going to have to tokenize it. So they have to tokenize it. And that's what the problem, that's where tokenization is going to really just take over. And so this is why BlackRock, this is why RWA is taken off. Like, this is for real. This is here. The state of Florida acknowledges this because the dollar is going down sometimes. Lately, we're going to look at the dollar, but I don't want you guys to be buying gold and silver thinking this is going to be your life sentence, thinking that it's going to be your silver bullet, because gold and silver is still manipulated, guys. It is owned by the hedge funds. It is a limited source. I mean, look what they're doing in Ukraine and Russia. The whole war is based on silver. Russia going into Ukraine. Are you joking me? It's about the silver. Ukraine is a huge, huge, huge battlefield and a resource for silver. I think they own like 10 or 11% of silver in all of the world. So this whole thing is about silver, and you can't have EVs. You can't have you can't have artificial intelligence. You can't have computer surveillance without silver. It is a commoditized commodity. It is not a currency. It's not a tier one currency like gold. And gold, the government still controls. So just because you buy gold doesn't mean you're safe from the government's jurisdiction. So just so you know that, for those of you that want gold and silver, it is very important for you to understand that the government has already called back gold. So you want to be very careful about that. And so the next time they call it, I mean, they can impose penalties. Like they can say, hey, you have 5 years to sell your gold. And if you don't, then we're going to smack you with a felony if you try to sell it by the year 2030, let's just say. I'm saying an example. And then, or we'll fee you $1 million or imprisonment for 10 years, whatever they want to say. And even if it's inside of an IRA, I don't see how that's going to work out in your favor, because IRAs you don't even own, and now the government owns silver. Well, Carlos, this is a depository in Texas or in Delaware or in Montana. Guys, it doesn't matter what custodian it is. You basically told the government that, hey, I have an IRA. You own an IRA. Oh, by the way, it's in Texas, and here's the address of my custodian. And it's hiding there. Don't take it because it's against the law. Do you really trust that? I sure as heck don't. I would rather you purchase precious metals and have it shipped to your home. And we do that through Cornerstone. Our friends at Cornerstone, some of the fastest and low-cost patriotic coins you can buy. They even put Bible scriptures on their stuff. Great friends over there. You can reach them at 888-747-3309. 888-747-3309. Let them know that I sent you, Carlos Cortez from Scriptures and Wall Street. They've taken care of hundreds of my clients. And I actually lose money recommending them. That's how much I care about you diversifying. So what I mean by that is I honestly don't think you should have more than 20, 30% in precious metals, but it is good for a bug out situation. It is good if you need to get on a run. We have retirement planning and investment solutions that we can make you money. It's easy for us to do that. It's also very easy to protect your money. There's no need to be buying inflationary precious metals when we have a whole slew of products that work, to me, more sophisticated, more efficient in protecting you from a crashing dollar. So wanted to check the charts real quick. For those of you that are following me on a transition index, I love this index. Look at the returns. Since 2003, 24 and a half, 17, a 5, a 12, a 9. Every red you see is a 0. 2009, it did 13, a 20, 8, 6, 20, a 30. I mean, this year, last month, it went 4.78. So this particular index has the ability to go to commodities, treasuries, NASDAQ, and S&P. And you don't have to guess it. You don't have to do it. It is on autopilot by the big banks. So you have a big bank working in your favor. And if they screw up, if they do not get you the returns, or if it's negative, you make 0. You lose nothing. You only get the upside. And so right now, the interest rates are going down. They're still about 95%. So you can make 95% of these accounts, these returns. Past performance is not indicative of future results, you guys know. But dang, it sure does look good that even in 08, they only lost, I'm sorry, in 08, they only lost 14%. So you made a zero. How would you like to have 0% return and never lost anything in 2008? Or what about in 2000, in 2001, right after 2001, you made 24.5%. You literally can make close to 100% of these returns. These are impeccable returns. If you're not getting these type of returns, give me a call, 813-448-3446. You want to be able to have compounding interest every single year. And when you have compounding interest, just so you know, it is a beautiful thing. Albert Einstein said it's best that compounding interest is the eighth world wonder. So for me personally, last year I was 40. I'm 41 now. My wife and I, we put $100,000 in, and it is projected to do over $4 million in the next 19 more years. So I'm already up about 17% from last year, and I'm like blown away. I'm blown away. I really think that I'm going to make 45-50% in 2 years on my personal account, and I'm keeping 100% of it. All those gains will be locked in. And so it's doubling every 4 to 6 years, possibly quadrupling every 10 years. So imagine if you had 20 years of compounding. Imagine you just had 5 years or 10 years. Or imagine you have no years of compounding, but you're just pulling the interest out every single year. You would never touch your principal if you stayed underneath 10%. Or if you wanted really sustained, stay around 5-6% withdrawal rate and getting these high returns. You never, ever have to worry about a stupid CD or buying precious metals and worrying about the manipulation of the cost. You don't have to sell your soul to buy a Tesla or Bitcoin. It is so much easier. It is so much easier. And there's so many solutions. And the reason why there's so many solutions, because we have opened up the world. Remember, I told you in the beginning that it's the way we've been taught. The financial advisors, the lawyers, the doctors, the engineers, they taught one way, when it's not always that way. And so we got to go against the grain. We have to understand that there are better options out there than what your current financial advisor is saying. There are better options than the big banks. There are better options than what you think. And this is why it's important to have an independent, God-fearing, America First fiduciary that has your back. And if you're listening to this, you know I've been doing this for a long time. You know that my heart is legitimately there to give you options, because I care about people's retirement. I care about their financial situation. And so I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to lay my own money out to have this podcast going on for 4 years now. I've been doing this and I enjoy it. We have a whole team here at Cortez Wealth that We open with open arms. We openly would love for you to give us a call and give us the opportunity to just speak with you. No judgment, no pressure. We just want to help. So if that's you, give us a call, 813-448-3446, or visit us at CortezWM.com. So I wanted to actually introduce another popular index that I'm really, really excited about. So what if I told you, Mr. or Mrs. Client, you can make 120% of the QQQs. As a matter of fact, let's pull them up. You know what the QQQs are? Pretty amazing. So check out this QQQ. This is the NASDAQ, my friends. So we have a golden cross right now. This bad boy is up tremendously. This is powered by the Magnificent Seven. And for those of you that believe that this decade is going to be the AI technology, right? This is going to catapult us into the 2030s. This is the 2020s is setting us up technology-wise for the 2030s. Like, implementation is happening now so that the rest of this century could be based on everything we found out from 2000 all the way to 2020 or to the 2020s. A lot of technological advancements, from cars to SaaS, systems as a service, to transportations as a service, to robots cleaning homes, to robots being doctors, to robots literally controlling the whole world and doing most of our work. Like, this is their agenda. And you can't have that without technology. You can't have the NASDAQ without technology. This is why the NASDAQ is going to be a huge, huge source going up. And it has been since the 70s. So for those of you that don't know what the NASDAQ is, it is a digitized national American market. And it stands for National Associations of Security Quotations Automated Dealer Services. So it came out in the 70s when they would use it as a digital version of the financial markets. And so you got to, in order to be in a digital version, you had to have a certain financial balance, and you would just have to have a financial criteria you had to meet as a company. And it was very hard to get in the NASDAQ in the 70s, and it still is. However, now it's extremely popular. And so the QQQ is what you see here, follows the NASDAQ. And it is just, I mean, just, well, I'll just show you. I'll just show you the returns that has the NASDAQ has done over the past 40 years. 45 years. So in 2024, we're already up 32%. 23 of 43. Last 2022 was down 33. 21 in 21. 43.6 in 2020. In 2019, it was at 35. 2018, negative 3.8. And 28.24. I mean, a 7. Look at this stuff. Like a 38% return. 15, a 16, 43, a negative 40. It got its ass kicked in 2008, obviously. 10% in 2007, a 9, a 1, a 9. I mean, these returns are impeccable. 1999, 85%, 98 of 40%, 97, 21. This is when the stock market was booming in the 90s, 95, 40%. I think we're going to go back to these returns. Like, high, high returns. What you need to understand, guys, is that the NASDAQ is an aggressive, technological base and outperforms the S&P. I think the average return is over 15% every single year over the past 40 years. It is extremely, extremely good. However, what I want to say, what I would like to say is now we have a Green Money Solutions account that you can make 100% of this, 120% of it. So the NASDAQ does 10, you walk away with 120. We can get you 120% of the NASDAQ with no fees, no risk to you. You just have to be comfortable having access to 10% a year. Your money literally could double in 4 years. 4 to 6 years. It could five times inside of 12 years long term. This account is now available through pretty much everybody. I don't know about Wisconsin. In all 48 states, I don't deal with Hawaii or New York. So I just don't like the time change in Hawaii. Nothing against Hawaii and New York. You guys are way, way, way off your rocker over there. Not everybody in New York, but your financial legislators are off the rocker. They do not want you to protect your money. They want you in the stock market, unfortunately. So imagine getting 100%, 120% of these returns with no fees and no risk. Guys, you would never, ever complain. You would never, ever complain about performance ever again. Now, you could just say, you know what, Carlos, I'm going to buy the QQQs, and you could do that, and you can hang on to it and dollar cost averaging, and quite frankly, if you have 20, 30 years, you have a great retirement. But the problem is the 08s. The problem is the 01s of the world. When we have a 40% drawdown, or the 2000s, we lost 40, a 21, a 30, These are all terrible years. Can you be retired and endure 87% loss in 3 years? Can you be retired and endure those losses? The answer is no. So you could get 120% of the upside, be retired or close to retired, or maybe you're younger than me. You could quadruple your money inside of 10 years based on past history. And of course, past history is not indicative of future results. We know that, but it is a good measure of what we can expect moving forward. You can make 120% for this. No fees, no risk. Your gains are locked in every single year. It's following the QQQ with an A-rated carrier. The only thing you have to worry about is you only have access to 10% a year. You could go over after 10 years, but you would it would be free. You can go over 10% inside of 10 years, but there will be a penalty like a CD. And those penalties go down every single year. You have to be comfortable with that. This is great for someone that has an IRA that just wants to grow it. This is great for someone that has maybe a $500,000 account and wants to take half of it and just put it away and securitize it for long term. And that $250,000 now becomes $2 million in 20 years, while your other $250,000, you can day trade, stock trade, blow it up, buy gold, precious metals, whatever you want to do with it. But having a set amount put away for your retirement that is high growth with no fees and no risk, brother, that's what you got to do in order to protect your retirement and grow it. So my clients that have been successful, that's what they've done. They've allocated some safe money away, some green money, and that it has doubled for them. They're pulling money out, like legit pulling their 5-6% out, because that's a healthy number, and they're making 10, 12, 13%. So their money's compounding. They're pulling money out and their money is growing while they're pulling money out. And we could do this in this index. You won't be able to find this at your stupid Fidelity Merrill Lynch or your woke Morgan Stanley or UBS that is vaccinated and wants to support the nasty side of Israel, that wants to support the LGBT, you know, the people that knock down our towers, the Talmud idiots that want to look at us like we're freaking animals because we love Jesus. They hate Jesus, man, and we're funding this garbage, this Luciferian nonsense. Man, so much to unpack with this, but the nice thing is, guys, is that we have solutions. We have an amazing, amazing platform to take care of our God-fearing Americans so you can go to Schaefer's and get you an awesome cart that your little guy or your little kids or your family or your wife can enjoy in retirement. It's that simple. All you got to do is give us a call. You don't have to figure it out on your own. We're just here. We're here to help you. There's so much to talk about. I'll talk about it next week. I wanted to talk about LeBron and I wanted to talk about Bitcoin, but I just don't have time, man. Like I don't have time to just ramble about that, because this is important. Like, talking about the charts is important. Securing your retirement is the most important. And I just want to let you know I'm here. I'm here to give you solutions. And my verse today is John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. So when you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, he just gives you knowledge. He gives you truth. He gives you compassion. He gives you empathy. He lets you see discernment where most people can't. He opens up the eyelids, because his word basically says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. I just think that's so profound. And my prayer for you is that you seek the truth. You question everything that you're doing. Not to be rebellious, but just question and honestly get curious. Get curious with your mindset. Get curious with, you know, your money, how you spend your money, your relationships, what you do. And one thing is, if you're not happy, who do you blame? If you're not happy, who do you blame? That would tell you a lot. So I feel that if you're not happy, you're the one that you're responsible for your own happiness. Not someone, not your wife's inability to clean the home, inability to cook you dinner every night. It is you. You are responsible for your own happiness. And we get our own peace and comfort from God. And because you are probably not happy is because your faith pillar is really, really weak. You could spend more time with the Lord. You could spend more time seeking his face, because he's the only way that we have fulfillment at the end of the day. So anyways, with that being said, guys, I'm out of here. I love y'all. Appreciate it. Don't forget to visit us, CortezWM.com. CortezWM.com. You can go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com if you want to download a guide about our process and what we do. All these cool things on the website, but mainly you can scan the QR code here if you want to book an appointment with us and talk about your retirement, or you can give us a call, 813-448-3446. And I love all you guys. I appreciate it. And we will be talking soon. Have a great one. Bye. Thank you.